song.
Do it.
I'll try.
I'll try. It's going to be awesome.
I don't even know if I know this one.
What song is it?
It's Neil Diamond. And which song is it by Neil Diamond?
America.
America.
Oh, okay. Four. Track four. For our champion.
Sister Christian.
All right, here we go.
I don't know if I know that.
Sister Christian?
Yeah, I know that one.
Okay, Sister Christian.
All right, Sister Christian it is.
So excited for the encore.
By the way, if you're listening right now, the reason that that BC and Clint aren't on is because we're doing a 28-hour marathon. We've been on since 6 o'clock this morning. We're coming up on hour 12 in 5 minutes. We would have been on for 12 hours and 5 minutes. Okay, so Sean is the grand champion of Mikey American Idol.
That's awesome.
Oink, oink.
And he is now going to do his encore performance for us.
So genius.
This is a little Sister Christian.
Yeah. This one's for the pigs.
Thank you, man.
Sweet!
There we go.
You're supposed to be singing.
Okay. I'll catch up.
You know that you're the only one to say. Where you going, what you're looking for? You know those boys don't want to play no more with you. It's true. You're motoring. Yeah. You're motoring.
Thank you very much.
Whoa! Whoa. I'm in the zone.
For Sean, he is the Mikey American Idol.
Awesome. Genius.
Did my best with that one.
Awesome.
Tell you what.
I had to take a dump.
Hey, guy.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, a little candor, please.
Wow. Well, what a day we've had.
Wow.
We've been going on with this now since 6 o'clock this morning. 12 hours on the radio.
That was nutty.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, yeah, I'm at Blockbuster right now. Which two movies do I need to get?
Good question.
Good call, guy.
Thank you for calling in and asking that.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock tonight, we are going to be watching Return of the Jedi.
The new version.
The new version of Return of the Jedi, yeah, so you got to get it on DVD.
Yeah, and Karate Kid, right?
And Karate Kid.
Hey, guys, I've been listening to you since 6 o'clock this morning.
Awesome, dude.
And the only time that I didn't hear you is when the generator ran out of power.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well,
all right,
thank
guys, you. Have a good night.
Thank you, man.
I'll call in later and keep you guys up.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to watch those two movies. We're going to goof on them.
Yeah.
So that should be great. All right. And again, if you're wondering what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon. The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. on KIOC San Diego's rock station.
Rock 105.3.
Events occur in real time.
Yeah, I'll say they do.
That revived me, man. I'm back too. I'm in the game, dude. Come on.
I love Sky.
Yep, we're all friends again.
We're all friends.
Everything's forgiven.
We had fun.
Yeah.
And I'm happy too, because guess who? Come here, honey.
Aww.
Look who came. It's Rebecca.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Did you bring me stuff?
I did. I brought you tea and throat lozenges.
Aww.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better, but still sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you look gorgeous. Doesn't she look?
Yes.
She a beautiful little girl.
As usual. Definitely.
All right. As soon as Eddie gets back.
Uh-huh.
By the way, food here from Outback. Are you hungry, honey? You are? Okay, good.
Yeah, it looks good.
Because we just got a bunch of food from Outback.
Oh, dude, they're my favorite. I love Outback.
Got to say thank you to Outback for doing that, too.
Mm.
For bringing us some food. Getting a lot of calls.
Yeah.
Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey Show. Hey, this is Daniel. You guys should have done your karaoke you know, put a bunch of songs together and took it out of the hat or something like that, and everyone had to sing it. That
oh, you know what? That would have been tough, huh? You're right. Huh? I think that's kind of the way they do it on American Idol. Like, I don't think the people get to choose, do they? They, like, get a song.
I don't think so. You guys should have done that or have your callers do it.
You know what? I think you might be right, dude.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys since 6 o'clock this morning, and I just got off of work listening to you guys. You guys are great.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you, bro.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I mean, this is a tough thing we're doing here.
Yeah.
We've had to have material for a long time. For 12 hours.
Yeah. But I'd like to give props to myself for the Jewel song, because I was so nervous, and I was surprised I even got one vote on that. I was so, like, my insides were shaking when I was singing it. I felt like I was 4 years old or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, yay me.
Yeah, you did a good job, Sky.
Were you surprised? Didn't you think I was going to be like a howling dog or something?
I totally did. And you actually did a pretty good job.
It wasn't that horrible.
So I can't believe that you did that good.
Yeah, you did pretty good, man. You made it far. It was just Sean's character work that I really think showed you up. Well, his stage performance.
Yes, he really does have a presence on stage.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, how can you compete with that?
So we have, let's see. If you go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, we have a countdown of how long we have left. Right now we have 15 hours, 58 minutes, and 27 seconds, which is much longer than we've already been on the air. Imagine, Sky, all of the time we've been on the air up till now. Imagine that.
Yes.
Plus 4 more hours.
I need to go smoke.
Yeah, I gotta go have a cigarette. I mean, as soon as Eddie gets back in here.
All right.
I gotta have a cigarette. I'm dying.
Yeah, going through a nicotine fit or what?
Yeah, and belting out 3 songs like that and the whole deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's very tough.
I'll be excited for movie time when we get to, you know, decompress.
Right. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, how's it going? This is T1 Abe.
What's up, dude?
I was just wondering what actually initiated the 28-hour Mikey Marathon.
What we wanted to do is, we wanted to go commercial-free, and we wanted to go music-free for 28 straight hours. To let people that don't necessarily get to hear us all the time get to hear us.
Well, and that is so awesome, because I only get to hear you guys for like a half hour in the morning before I got to go to work. I mean, that's like even when you guys come on the air, because like I wake up when you guys come on.
Hang on.
Right,
hey, on. Dude, can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
I got to let you go.
All right,
thank you, though. That's sweet.
Yeah, you know what?
You're talking to him right now?
Yeah, I just put him on hold real quick.
Okay,
I said I was busy.
Let me get him right now.
Yeah, talk to him.
You're on the air. This is Genius upstairs.
Okay, Mike. I just wanted to talk to Blunder and ask him some questions. I wasn't sure why you guys were on right now.
Okay, well, he just wrote on my screen that you were on the phone and said that you're pissed that we're doing the 28-hour show.
Well, I didn't know anything about it. I just got into town from being out of town for a couple of days, get in my car at the airport, and for some reason I'm hearing you guys on, and I've been listening, and I'm not hearing any commercials, and I'm not hearing any music, and I'm just curious.
Hysterical,
what's going
huh?
On.
Yeah, it's been a great 12 hours so far. So far today, we've had Slash on talking to David Draymond of Disturbed at the same time. It's been an amazing day of radio. And of course you didn't know. You're pretty much the last to know. This is one of the managers upstairs. I call him Genius, because all he ever does is send me emails about I'm doing this wrong and I'm doing that wrong. I mean, give me a break already. What's wrong? What's wrong with what we're doing?
I didn't necessarily say anything was wrong. I was curious. I called in to talk to Blunder to ask what was going on, because like I said, if you would listen, that I didn't know why we weren't hearing music and why we weren't having commercials on today.
Oh, okay. But now that you know, you're down with it?
I'm not sure about that. I would like to, I'll discuss the matter with Shauna and find out, make sure that she was comfortable with the decision. And then,
she was.
She was. You don't even have to talk to her.
You don't even have to talk to her, because she was fine with it.
Okay. Well, like I said, I will have a conversation with her and make sure, because as we're getting near the end of the year, I'm just not sure.
Genius,
that,
you realize we still have so much longer to go.
An entire day and a quarter without any commercials.
This is kind of weird, guys. And I don't know if I'm, I hope I don't get in any trouble, but this isn't how he was talking to me when we were on
the phone. What was he saying to you?
Well, he was actually like kind of pissed about this whole idea and this whole thing. He was almost pretty much yelling at me about it.
And was it what he was just saying because it was the money thing and there's no commercials on?
Exactly. He didn't get it. He didn't think it was funny. He didn't get it. He didn't like it. He said we're wasting the station's money.
Is that true, Genius?
Yeah, because I don't know why.
Well, gee, well, 2 seconds ago.
Especially when we don't have that much time to make up the lost revenue out of the end of the year, why we're taking prime time and not playing commercials. If you don't want to play music and that's between you and Shauna, fine. Don't play music and run your interviews. And
are you kidding me right now?
And your bits where you talk about, you know, whatever's going on with you and your alcoholism and whatever else. But
Oh my God.
To blow off commercials, I just don't understand why that makes sense and why we have to do that. Why we can't achieve
that. Yeah, you know what? He's a cheap artist guy. That's what he does. Well, listen, you don't get it. And, you know, Blunder for the first time in his life is right. You don't get it. And, you know, to be sitting here talking about revenue and that we're missing out on revenue and blah, blah, blah. I mean, give me a break. The listeners are more important to me right now, today, than anything else. Than anything else.
The listeners weren't important.
No, the listeners are the most important thing to me right now.
And when did I say that they weren't?
Because you don't think we should be doing this.
I didn't say that. I said if you feel like this is the
Blunder, is that true?
No, it's not true. He said we shouldn't be doing this. He said we should not be doing this. We should be
But now that he knows that we're on the air, he's changing his story.
We should not be blowing off revenue in a time when the radio station needs it because of the turmoil that we've had this year. And now we have the expense of five people.
Well, you know what? Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe listeners don't want us to do this. Mikey Show, hello.
How do you think we pay your salary?
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Best half hours of
Say what?
Genius is an idiot.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. So have you...
talking about, tell him that, you know, count his money somewhere else. He's a bean counter. No one wants him later.
Thank you. Mikey Show, hello.
This is Pete Roscoe.
Go ahead, dude.
I just wanted to tell Genius that he needs to realize it's the best thing that's ever happened to your station.
That
he's obviously been out of town all day.
Yeah, and you're loving this, right?
Exactly, and he hasn't heard any of the responses of people calling in all day saying how amazing it is.
Thank you. And, you know, it's kind of breaking... Genius, don't you realize that it's kind of breaking, like, management rule 101 to call the inside line and talk to Boy Blunder the way that you did, like you were angry... while we're doing a radio show. I mean, if you were any kind of professional, you would have called our program director, Shauna.
I couldn't get her on her cell phone. Okay. Furthermore, I didn't want to talk to you on the air. You're the one that chose to put...
No, I understand that. You shouldn't have talked to Boy Blunder.
Additionally, I'll talk to Boy Blunder if I want to, because he's not on the air when I call. That's what that inside line is there for.
Eddie?
Dude, I had a question.
Genius, whether you like this or don't like it, realize that we still have almost 16 hours left to go. And so for you to call up and say this, you're like totally killing us.
What? How is this totally killing you?
Because
shows you don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. It shows exactly that you don't get it because you don't understand what it's like to be on the air, especially being on the air for now 12 hours with still 16 hours to go, and you don't realize that even getting that information to us, maybe you wouldn't have talked to me personally by calling, but I would have found out about it. I would have heard about it from...
You don't realize, obviously, how you get paid, which is through the revenue generated by...
Oh, my God. Can you believe this, guys?
One day! The same desired effect by not... How come you can't run commercials today and still have your Yapathon?
Well, I don't mean to butt in or anything, but we have Shauna's permission. I mean, she's our boss, and she gave us clearance to do this. So shouldn't you be?
Oh, and I can almost guarantee you that she didn't pick up her cell phone when he called because she didn't want to hear him.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't want to hear it.
She knew what it was.
And I guarantee you that he will probably chew her out about this. Am I right, genius?
I will have a discussion with Shauna to find out why she and her sales manager thought blowing off commercials for an entire day and a day part was a good
idea. Do you understand, genius, that the whole purpose of doing things like this is to get people to listen to the radio station? Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Eric.
Go ahead.
Am I online?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Hi, this is Eric from, this is Eric, and I just want to say that, the guy Genius, his name should be Moron because he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a profound statement.
You know, I don't think he knows what's going on. I mean, you guys and Mikey Show are just kicking butt.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Have you been listening today?
Ever since 6 o'clock this morning.
You've been listening since 6 o'clock this morning?
Ever since.
Did you hear that, genius? This guy's been listening since 6 o'clock this morning, which means
all I hear is opportunity knocking and you refusing to answer the door. We could have had he could have been listening since 6 a.m. and being exposed to various clients who could have gotten involved.
Okay, and I understand that, and I'm behind our clients, and I love our clients, and I have nothing negative to say about our clients at all. In fact, I love our clients. All I'm saying is that for one day, for one 28-hour period,
can't they be involved?
It's not the bit, dude.
He doesn't get it, man. He doesn't get how have you got this far? How? I just don't understand it. You don't understand the concept of why listeners want stuff like this. I mean, are you kidding me? Listeners want stuff like this. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, Mikey. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I just got to say, this guy, Genius, he's just one of the terrible corporate suits who have no idea
about
radio.
Thank
you. We don't want to hear commercials. I think this is great what you guys are doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And listen, I am fine with commercials when we do commercials every day. I'm fine with it. I think they're fine. They do pay the bills, and I love our clients. Yeah. I love them. All I'm telling you is that this guy does not get the gist of what we're doing. And so why don't you go ahead and call Shauna, our program director now, and chew her out on her voicemail. Oh, you've already done that, I'm sure.
What a downer.
I don't chew anybody out. I have discussions. Like I'm trying to have...
Oops, well, I guess we got cut off.
Damn it, that sucks.
When we get cut off that.
Doesn't he get what that does to our morale?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't get anything.
He absolutely doesn't get that
The listeners are being so cool and so supportive, and then that
I need a cigarette.
Comes through. Ugh.
Real man, unreal.
That's
that
cool.
Guy.
Not gonna let him get us down, Eddie.
Dude, I don't care what that guy
I
has
sang
to
a
say.
Damn good Jewel song.
Yeah, you did.
And that's all that matters.
How did I not make it through?
Well.
All right. Hey, I am going to. This will make Genius happy.
What?
I'm gonna thank a sponsor.
Ah, I love it.
Outback Steakhouse brought us dinner.
Oh, dude.
Just like that. Isn't that cool?
That is so good.
That's the sponsor involved.
Eight locations favorite. In San Diego. Anybody else? Is that bothering anybody?
No. That's good times, dude. I go to the one in Oceanside.
Dude, love the curbside takeaway thing they have.
Takeout.
How awesome is that?
Yep.
Love I do that all the time. They're not paying me to say this. Mm-mm. I'm just doing it because I think it was so cool that they brought us food for no reason.
Yeah.
Dude, the Outbacker, I love that hamburger.
Oh, really?
The Mad Max?
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Dude.
I like Victoria's Filet. I get it every time.
That is awesome.
That's a good
one, too. I get the same thing every time.
Yeah.
My favorite is their salads.
Thank you.
I'm not
kidding.
Thank you.
I prefer blue cheese myself, but you know.
Who are you?
I'm a human being.
Blue cheese is awesome.
I'm a human being. I'm a human being.
Exactly.
Who has different likes and dislikes than you.
Well, that's stupid.
It's called taste, but.
Well, yeah, and then mine's good and yours is bad.
Right.
Anyway.
Shut up.
So go to Outback. We love them. And thank you for bringing us delicious food.
Thanks, Outback.
I'm going to tear into as soon as Mike
Dude, are there
back.
Any coconut
Where did he go?
Shrimp?
I don't know.
He just left?
He went to go smoke.
No, he's enjoying nicotine.
He wanted to puff it up.
You want to take some calls?
That means I gotta get up.
Mm.
Yeah, hang on.
I'll come in there.
No, I don't like you.
Wait a second. Don't say that to Blunder. Come on.
If I'm being honest.
Oh, stop. Sean, you rocked Mikey American Idol.
I wanted to kick his ass.
Honestly, though, guys, didn't you think I deserved to get in?
Would you stop
At least
it?
The second round.
The second round.
Honestly.
I really tore my heart out, man. I gave it everything I had.
All right.
I'm not going to get over that for a while. I'm really bummed out.
Nah,
all right, let's take some phone calls. Mikey Show.
Hey, it's P1P.
What's up?
Hey, Genius is an idiot. He needs to shut his pole smokers, go back to running the Jeff and Jer show.
Oh, dude.
So true.
You couldn't be more accurate. The guy doesn't even know what we're doing. You guys
rock, all right?
Man, we're doing our best.
I swore I wouldn't listen to any Clear Channel station after they dumped the other show.
Yeah.
And I love you guys. I listen to nothing but you guys.
Oh, dude, you know what? We appreciate that. And we're doing this for you guys. I mean, you know, I'm hoping you're enjoying it. I mean.
I am. I can't wait to watch movies with you.
Yeah. movies.
That's awesome, dude. We really appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, Colin. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. I mean, listen. You like us. You don't like us. Whatever. It's fine. It's your choice. This is America.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry that we're not shoving commercials down your throat. Okay. We love our sponsors. I just thank the sponsor.
Yep.
But that's not what today's about. We're seeing if we can be on the air for 28 straight hours and entertain you. I don't know. Can we? I thought we've done a pretty good job so far.
It's been crazy.
Things have happened that, I mean, who knew? Dave Draymond from Disturbed was telling that story about Finch, about kicking their ass.
Yeah.
I was captivated.
Yeah.
I became a listener.
And
Slash.
Starts doing the interview. Because he has questions.
Dude, crazy things happen.
Yeah, that was.
When he was talking about throwing, like, rocks and bottles at their tour bus.
Yeah, with cops involved.
That was so great.
Did you not hear the freaking hot seats this morning?
Oh, let's not.
You had one with Sean. Had the one with Mikey.
Let's stop.
I mean, crazy things are happening.
Yeah, let's never do that game again.
Yeah.
My favorite thing so far. Besides Sean singing.
Thank you.
Which was genius.
Pig fan. Awesome.
The damn puss rock jukebox game we did.
Oh,
that was really great.
I mean, when did that happen? Like 12 hours ago? Like, I don't even know.
I don't know, but it was
so many
fun.
Things have happened.
It was good times.
We made good with Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. Like, we were in a brawl with that guy.
Yeah, mended fences.
I mean, we're all about mended fences.
We are?
On the Mikey Show. Not really, but it sounded good.
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, Sean was booking a flight back to San Jose because he was so pissed. If you haven't been listening to this damn show, you're crazy.
Yeah.
These are the things that happen on the Mikey Show. And if people don't know about it, that's why we're doing this.
Yes.
Say, you know what? This is what happens every single morning. Craziness happens every single morning on the Mikey Show. And we're giving you a little taste.
Oh, so weird.
There you go. I'm off my high horse now.
Hi, nicotine friend.
Hi.
How was it?
Relieving.
Was it like heaven?
It was relieving.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, stuff like that just gets me so upset, man.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to understand what we do. And then to come on like he did, not understanding at all. Oh, what a downer, right?
Killed the mood, dude. We're all
having a good time.
High off of our Mikey American Idol.
And he's such a lot. How about that alcoholic cheap shot?
Dude.
That was bogus, man.
Like, I mean, you would think you shouldn't be able to say that to a fellow employee. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. But it was so passive aggressive that he's able to get away with it.
Just the worst kind of cheap shot, though.
Yeah.
The worst kind.
Really messed up.
Just unreal. And the phone lines are blowing up.
They're all lit right now.
Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey, Genius is an idiot. All he cares about is money, not the listeners.
That's right, man. That's listen, you got my word about something. I do care about our listeners. In fact,
man,
I got so much passion for my listeners, man.
Yeah.
So much. And that's
why I ever get to listen to you guys is about for a half hour when I go to work, and that's it.
Hey, listen, do me a favor then. Tell your friends to listen to the Mikey Show. We're on from 5:30 to 10 every morning at Rock 105.3.
All right.
And tell your friends when we're on. Tell your friends, you know, hey, yeah, the guy on the billboard, that's Mikey. You got to listen to him. But get your friends to listen to the show because I do believe this. I believe that it's the best morning radio show in San Diego, bar none.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate that.
Plus, he's Mexican.
Thanks.
Huh?
Mikey Show.
Mikey,
yeah.
I've been listening to you since 8 o'clock this morning in Newport Beach. I've been listening all day. Don't let Genius get your morale down at all. You guys have been on point all day today, and I'm going to stick with you till 4 in the morning because you guys have been sick.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it, dude. Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, this is P1 Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I was just calling to tell you that my brother and I are sitting at home with the TVs off, and we're totally listening to you guys because you guys rock.
Aww.
so awesome.
Are you going to watch the movies with us later?
I definitely am, yeah.
Okay, now, I hope that people have gone out to get the movies, because we're going to do this starting at 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, okay. Man, the rules.
Yeah, we're going to watch Return of the Jedi, and after that, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to start Karate Kid, which, by the way, I've never seen.
You are insane.
And what we do is we just make fun of the movies and make you laugh.
Awesome. I listen to you every morning on my way to work, 5:30.
You know what? Tell everybody that you know to listen to the Mikey Show.
Okay, and, I definitely will.
To listen to us religiously and just us. That is so important.
I listen to you every single morning while I'm at work. I have to put my headphones on because nobody else likes to listen to it, but at work, I listen to you all morning.
There you go.
Everybody else likes that Jeff and Jer crap, and I listen to you.
Yeah, and you've got to turn people... You know, here's the thing about that. If you can get them to listen for a little while, they will be hooked on the show.
Definitely. That's how I listened to you one morning, and I was like, I have to listen to this every single morning, because I listened to 91X, and then they sucked.
Aww.
And so I started listening to you guys, and I have to listen to you every single morning.
Well, listen, I appreciate that so, so much. And I love the listeners of the Mikey Show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
And you know what? I sometimes think that some women are like scared off from listening to our show because of what used to be on.
Right. And it's so, the show is very different than what it used to be when it was on at night.
It's not Jeff and Jer, but I mean, we're not alienating women in any way. I stand up for my girls.
That's right. And we've noticed that. We've noticed that there is such a...
Shut up, Sean.
It's like split right down the middle, man. It's just a popular show across the board. You know what I mean? And that's awesome. Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey, it's P1 Kramer, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is there a position opening for Genius' job? Because it sounds like it's paid to complain all day.
Oh, don't worry. Let me tell you something. Don't worry about that, because eventually what they do is they catch on, and right. He'll lose his job. Eventually somebody will catch on, and he'll lose his job. I can guarantee it.
Because I feel like you're talking to my dad when I hear you guys on the phone, for God's sake.
Right.
I mean, has he gotten any in a while? Or? I mean, I know there's a frustration factor sometimes.
Maybe there is a frustration factor.
You have to talk to his boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, hey.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, Mikey, this is P1 David.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you guys know you guys are doing a great job. I listen to you guys every morning going to work, and don't let Genius and his cheap shots get you guys down.
I appreciate that, bro.
Keep up the good work, and I think as a corporate person, he should know that it's the people that listen to the show that makes the sponsors want to come and put on commercials.
Yeah.
Because if people are not listening, and the sponsors are not going to go on and put commercials on. So keep up the good work, man.
Means a lot, dude. Job. Means an awful lot. Thank you very much. Mikey Show.
Hey, Mikey's P1 Tiny.
What's up?
You doing, bud?
Good.
Hey, we're for AAA. We're all listening for you. Been up since 6, be out till 10. We got you all night, bud.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Hey,
no problem. Thank you, dude. Oh, man. Well, we got a long time to go. Make sure you go rent these movies. Return of the Jedi and Karate Kid. We're going to watch them at 10. Trust me, it's going to be funny. It's going to be very funny. And you know what? I kind of... there may be people that are listening right now that have never heard the Mikey Show before.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is the case, I want to let people hear some classic stuff that we do on the Mikey Show. So let me give you a little taste of something that we like to call Tyrone and Tortilla. That is the theme music of our alter egos, Tyrone and Tortilla. Yeah, these people, what happens, we get these people that want to be interviewed. Publicists come to you, right, Eddie?
Yep.
You produce the show. They come to you. They say, hey, well, would you be interested in interviewing so-and-so? It's usually kind of a boring interview.
Never know who they are.
And so we're like, yeah, you know, we'd love to. The thing is the Mikey Show's not here anymore, but we could put you on with a new show, really good show, Tyrone and Tortilla.
Yep.
And the people buy it. Now, she's on hold right now, can't hear us. And so she didn't realize she's about to be talking to us, actually. All right, we got her here. Hello, is there... Well, I got to stop this. Sorry. Whoa. Hey, man, this is what the 28-hour show is all about. Man. Very spontaneous. Things happen, but I got to stop it. I'll play it back for you right after this. But on the phone with me right now, Mark Tremonti from Alterbridge.
What's happening?
How are you, man?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Good. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, man.
Yeah, Mark, you know, or maybe you don't know, but Mark used to be the guitar player for Creed, and pretty much all of Alterbridge, except for the lead singer, was Creed. Am I right?
Well, Brian wasn't a part of Creed for the past couple of years, but he's back with us now.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah, man.
And the music is great, dude.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
I really do like the music a lot. Where are you right now?
We just arrived in Tulsa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we just flew from Seattle to Tulsa today.
Yeah. So, and where have you? How long are you going to be touring, and how long have you been touring?
We've been out for done about 30 plus shows, and we'll be out till we'll have a couple weeks off for Christmas.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah, so, man.
You guys are working your butts off.
Yeah, you know, we got a new band here. We got to go spread the word, you know. So we're playing about 5 or 6 shows a week, and doing as many as much press as we can to get the word out.
Well, Mark, I think it's we got to just dive right in, and get it, you know, straight from the guy that would know it the best. What happened with Scott?
You know, we were just different people. You know, me and Scott Phillips, and are just laid back and love music, and you know, we just butted heads with Scott. And it's tough to be in a relationship where you're writing songs as a band with somebody you don't really see eye to eye with. So it was
Was it a recent thing, or what, had it been a while that you guys hadn't been able to see eye to eye?
No, it had been brewing for a while.
Would you say more than just one album? It had been for a couple of albums?
Well, I think when we wrote the Human Clay record, we were just fresh on tour, touring the My Own Prison record, so we hadn't really written songs together for years. And you know, I prepared for the Weathered album for a while, and then when me and Scott got together, we only met for about 3 weeks to figure out which songs were going to go on there. And Scott wrote the lyrics for the album in that time. And you know, other than that, we hadn't written together for years, so it had been.
And was it musical disagreements that you guys had, or was it more of a personality conflict?
A little bit of both. We mostly personality, but the personality kind of overflowed into the music, where we'd get together and, you know, me and Scott had played at Soundcheck, me and Scott Phillips, for years, just having fun, messing around. And then when we got together with Scott Stapp, me and Scott Phillips had developed such a good, close writing relationship that I think Scott was a little bitter about that, and kind of just wasn't a part of it when me and Scott sat to try and write another Creed record. And you know, we gave it one last chance, and it just was obvious that it wasn't coming together.
Now, we're talking to Mark Tremonti of Alter Bridge, formerly of Creed. I will not ask you specifics, but was part of the problem behavior problems of Scott that you had issue with?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions that, you know, the way that Scott had acted in certain situations that, you know, we never brought to the surface. And, you know, it gets frustrating when you put everything you have into your music and your career, and you watch somebody kind of, you know, just ruin it for you. So.
Wow. Well, did you see Scott or hear Scott sing at the baseball game in the World Series?
Mm. I caught the tail end of it.
What was your opinion?
I didn't even see enough to really have an opinion, because we were actually playing Jimmy Kimmel about 5 minutes after. We had to be on stage 5 minutes after he was done, so I really was focused on getting warmed up to get on TV myself, and it was, I had just only heard.
Let me let you in on it. Eddie, why don't you tell Scott about this?
Tell Mark?
Yeah, or Mark, I'm sorry, Mark.
Aw, come on.
Oh, bro. Not the greatest performance in the world.
It was a little rough. It was a little rough.
His voice didn't lend to that type of a thing, you know?
No.
Yeah.
May not have been the right song selection for Scott Stapp.
Yeah, but you know, I just think he's, I don't know, I don't think he's been around music too much recently. You know, maybe he wasn't warmed up enough, but.
Do you think that you guys will ever be able to talk again?
I don't think any time real soon, just because it's still kind of uncomfortable. We're doing our thing in Alter Bridge, and he's doing his solo career, and it's kind of a conflict of interest right now. So I think, it'll be a while.
It's going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, these things happen. I mean, when you're working that close to somebody, I'm sure that it can get tough. Do you know how he feels about Alter Bridge?
Yeah, I'm sure he's a little angry about it, and, you know, he should be. You know, it's just... This is like a new marriage. You
and
know,
it's so damn good, too.
Because it's really good.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Well, listen, do you know if you're going to be coming to San Diego anytime soon?
I hope so, because that's one of the cities that that's on my list for moving to one day. So,
dude, no question.
You know, we love San Diego. I think we'll talk to Shauna there. And
there you go, man.
Yeah. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. There you go. We got phone calls here. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, what's up, man? It's P1 Keith.
Go ahead, dude.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, dropping Scott was the best thing that you guys ever did because I hated that guy. I hated his voice. I really didn't like him. I didn't listen to you guys only because I couldn't stand him. Musically, I think you guys are great, and I'm so stoked you guys finally dropped him.
Wow. Well, what do you think about that, Mark? You got people that are, you're making new fans.
Right.
Because of the change. Well, have you been getting that a lot as you've been talking to people on the road? Have you been getting that a lot?
You know, we hear that from people, but, you know, we try and stay positive about the whole thing and not throw any daggers. Cause
you're a good guy. You're a good guy, Mark. I can tell.
You
don't
want to go through any drama.
I hear you.
Do this for the right reason.
I hear you, dude. And I certainly don't want to start any drama for you, so.
Oh, no, man.
And, you know, you're a nice guy, and I can tell that.
Well, I appreciate it.
But, yeah, love to get you out to San Diego. And when we're done here, when we're done with this interview, I want to play the song.
Yeah, definitely.
Open Your Eyes. And lest people think that, you know, we're breaking any rules, the Mikey Show's on a 28-hour marathon. And we started at 6 o'clock this morning. And we haven't played any commercials and any music, except for when we've had, you know, bands on.
Right.
We play a little bit of, Disturbed. We had... earlier we had Drowning Pool on, so we played some Drowning Pool stuff. Slash was on, we played some Velvet Revolver stuff. And so, you know, talking to Mark Tremonti, I'd like to play some Alter Bridge stuff.
You got the new single?
Open Your Eyes?
No, the new single's Find the Real. It's gonna, I think it's not out for another week. But,
scoop!
Okay.
Yeah, I think the 16th is the official ad date, but, whatever you guys want to play, man.
That's awesome. Well, listen, Mark, I really appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Hey, thank you guys very much, man. And get some sleep after all this.
Trust me, we will. We're taking Friday off.
Cool. Awesome, man.
All right, dude.
All right, well, you guys take care. Thanks for talking.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Better, bro.
There you go. That's Mark Tremonti. Let me play the one that I think people may be familiar with. This is Alter Bridge. The song's called Open Your Eyes. Check this out.
Oh,
for.
It's a good song. I like this Alter Bridge. Yeah, it's a little, you know.
Creed-ish?
Yeah. It's got some Creed value to it, but...
It's not a mean guitar.
Well, that's Tremonti, dude. That brings it. But at least he's honest. I like that. I like when they talk about, you know, what really happened. What's still going on?
Hey, you're still singing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, to me, shut up.
You don't know what button is. Don't pretend.
Listen. Thank you, Alter.
Who is this guy?
It's Alter.
Oh, this is actually Alter.
Yeah, last name Bridge.
Nice.
That's great. But, you know, I like when they come on and in LPS. Look, Scott was an a-hole.
Yep.
He was a jerk.
He was a clown.
He was a clown. Straight up clown.
Came
and that
straight
is
out
why
of clown school.
Clown school. Oh, look at my big red nose and my floppy shoes. Hey, I got a flower. Check it out, Sky. Squirt. Got you with the water.
You
clown.
Must be Scott Stapp.
Yep, I'm Scott Stapp.
Nice.
So the guy's a clown, and that's why Creed broke up. Good.
That's the official word.
That's we heard it from the horse's mouth. Tremonti came on.
Yep. Clown.
Freaking Tremonti. Whatever. So anyway, that's the deal. And it's crazy. These big rock stars and celebrities just calling up randomly. We don't know when they're calling in.
No, we
I had
don't.
No idea Mark Tremonti was calling in. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Getting the scoops today.
Dude, it's been a crazy day.
Made up with Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, I didn't want to.
I didn't really either. But
I wanted to
yell
at him.
He was being a cool guy.
He was being cool, so yeah. I couldn't, like, pull my bitch stuff.
You want to take some random phone calls?
I want it. Ooh, I love random phone calls. I'm eating my Outback salad, and it's bomb big, dude. I just want to share that with you, because the ranch kills it.
The ranch? Living on a ranch?
Living on a ranch.
All right. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and just take some random phone calls.
Go for it.
You down with that?
Yeah.
All right. Because the other guys are out eating or whatever.
Yum, yum.
Mikey Show.
Hey, can I talk to Mikey about Alter Bridge?
You could, but he's not in the room, so hang on the line, all right, dude?
All right, thanks.
He's eating a Victorious Filet.
Mikey Show.
Hi, this is P1 Rizon.
What up, Rizon?
Woo!
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's up, brother?
I want to thank you guys for being on, like, for 28 hours.
How crazy is this, dude?
Nah, dude, it's sweet, man.
Now, how long have you been listening?
I've been listening since I woke up, man. That's
since
like
this morning?
6 o'clock in the morning.
Now, when you heard us say that we were going to do this, you just kind of be like, there's no way.
No, I didn't even know you guys were doing it.
It's 6:38 right now.
Uh-huh.
In the evening.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. Why are we doing this?
I don't know. Something about exposing people to the show.
Yeah, well, great. Here we are.
Yeah, great.
In all our glory.
Sleep deprived.
Hope
awesome.
You love it.
Dude, right. So sweet, man. You guys kept me sane at work.
Oh, that's awesome, bro.
You watching the movies with us later?
Of course, man.
Oh, that's huge.
Good.
I'm going to go find the movies right now.
Right. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
All right, Rizzo.
Rizzo!
Thanks for checking in, man.
All right, thanks.
Later, bro. Mikey Show. Hello? Mikey Show.
Hello? What's wrong with the phone?
I don't know. Mikey Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys were going to watch The Karate Kid right after Star Wars.
Yeah, we're going to watch Return of the Jedi at 10, take a brief break, and then kick in Karate Kid. But we'll give you the heads up, the countdown, when to start, all that stuff.
Okay, that's cool. And then...
You like Karate Kid, dude?
I saw it when I was little, but...
Oh, dude, Karate Kid's the best.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
It is the best. Cobra Kai, Johnny.
Ah, Cobra Kai.
Show no mercy.
Ah.
You have a problem sweeping the leg? Mr. Lawrence?
Oh, huh? No. All right.
Strike first, strike fast. No mercy, sir.
All right.
All right, get into it, dude. Come on. Mikey Show.
Finally.
What's up, man?
Eddie.
This is P1 Charlie from Hemet, damn it.
Oh, Hemet, bro.
Hemet in the house.
Nice. I like that Del Taco you got there.
You know what? We were there last night. That's the only thing that settles with
seriously.
My stomach.
What the hell, that Del Taco? The only Del Taco in Hemet? It's awesome. I know it. I'm local.
I love you guys. No, I can't talk now.
Stop it with that. No.
Driveway, but, hey, cheers to life, and I love you guys.
Well, we love you too, Hemet.
I love you, Hemet.
Seriously.
Del Taco.
I gave a straight-up Hemet reference.
No!
I am local.
No local I am bell. Stop it.
I am all over it.
No Stop local
I'm
bell.
A San Diego boy, okay? I know Hemet.
We got it, dude. We're here.
No local Hemet bell.
You know when I go to Hemet?
Yeah.
I drive through Hemet when I go to Idlewild.
That's awesome, dude.
Local Eddie. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Mikey Show.
We're all local.
Dude. Hey, it's a T1 James.
What's up, James?
You guys are great, dude. Every morning at work, I'm listening to you guys. And then once 10 o'clock rolls up, we open up our shop, and I listen to the music.
Yeah.
I'm always pissed when there's no music on. But today, man, no problems whatsoever.
I love it. Hey, bro, what part of town are you living?
Escondido.
Escondido. I
That's
love it.
That's where I live.
That's where Sky lives.
Yeah. Welcome to my hood. Escondido.
I saw Sky at the Good Guys.
You saw me there?
No local bell.
Good Guys in Escondido.
Yeah, Good Guys. We love you.
Yeah, huge. Talking about Mikey picking on you.
Oh. What else?
I don't remember, but yeah.
All right, James. Let it go. Come on. We're over it. All right, bro. Hey, thanks for hanging in there with us, man.
All right, man. We'll see you.
All right, take it easy, bro. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what part of town do you live in, Mike?
Stop it. No more, bro. No local bell.
Enough. Come on.
I hate that local bell.
What's your problem with a local bell?
It's gay.
It's not gay. Come on.
It is gay.
All right. Well, it's pretty gay, but...
They're just mad. They're mad because I was busting out Hemet references.
Oh, yeah. That's why we were mad.
We're all jealous.
Yeah, we're jealous. Yeah,
have you eaten at that Del Taco in Hemet? Thank you. Shut up.
How do you know that, Eddie?
Dude, yeah, I'm local. No, everything.
Oh,
were you picking up prostitutes again in Hemet?
Yeah, in Hemet. Obviously, you've never been to Hemet.
Yeah. Apparently, the best place for that...
Well, they're cheap.
It's true, probably.
Wonder how many people have been with us the whole time. Since 6 o'clock, that's when we started. I wonder how many people have stuck with us.
Oh, this guy on 3 is holding for you.
Oh, yeah.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, I was calling to talk about Alter Bridge.
Oh, what do you think?
What do I think? I think they're awesome.
Yeah, I do too, you know. When I first heard it, I wasn't sure. There's some music that you kind of have to, it kind of has to grow on you a little bit.
Yeah,
I was calling for
a trivia thing.
Yeah.
The lead singer, do you guys know where he's from?
No, actually, I don't.
I do.
One movie you guys should have rented tonight was The Rock Star with Marky.
Oh,
Marky
is he
Mark.
In that?
Yeah, check this out. You know when Marky Mark quits the band and leaves stage?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy, he pulls up on stage to sing for him.
Oh, is that right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, his name is Miles Kennedy.
Our boy Ralph from Atomic Punch is in that movie, too.
What is he doing in Rockstar?
He's one of the guys that is auditioning.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
that's
and he's...
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty good, dude. Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see ya. Mikey Show, hello.
Really? Hey, what's up? I'm just curious what time you guys are doing these movies at. And then I was also going to comment on Creed. I'm so glad that guy's gone. He sucks.
Yeah, Return of the Jedi, we're starting it at 10. Take a little break. Then right after that, Karate Kid, and we'll give you the countdown.
That's right, dude.
How are you guys going to synchronize that?
That's okay. Good question. It's a good question. That's a good question. What we're going to do is we will tell you exactly when you need to start. So we'll go, all right, we will start the movie in 10 seconds. And we'll go 10, 9, 8, 7. And when we get to, I'll explain that I'll say, you know, when I get to 1, I'll go, go. So it'll sound like this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And when I say go, you hit play.
Copy that.
You'll be synchronized with us, and you turn the volume down at home and just listen to us on the radio, and you'll hear the movie through your radio, and then you'll hear us commenting on the movie.
Mystery Science 3000.
Dude, it's the same exact thing. That's exactly what we're doing.
All right, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right, bro. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, I was wondering if Mikey could play the Semper Fi sound bit for me and my boyfriend, because he's in the Marine Corps, and we listen to your show every day, but he swears he's never heard it.
Are you
Semper Fi.
Did you hear that?
Right.
Did you hear it?
Semper Fi.
Yeah. Here, hold on. I got to put him on the phone. Hold
okay.
on.
Go ahead. Apparently people love that.
Did you hear it?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Semper Fi.
There you go, bro. Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, this is P1 Lou Hefner.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, I was just wanted to talk to Mikey and find out how many times do different radio shows do things like this?
As far as I know, never been done.
Never been done before?
I've never known of a show that goes on at 6 o'clock in the morning and doesn't get off till the next day at 10 with no music and no commercials. I mean, there's been guys that have done these, you know, deals where they stay on the air for, you know, 72 hours or whatever. Right. But I can tell you, because I know, because I'm in radio, they're sleeping during that time.
Yep.
They're playing they're playing records. They're doing all this stuff where they can sleep and do. It's BS.
Right. It's not always actually live.
No. Yeah, they're taping it, dude.
They're taping stuff. And the reason that I can tell you for sure that we are not taping anything and that we're actually on is you can call us at any time.
Oh, dude, I've been on since 6.
There you go.
Good driving to work at 6 o'clock.
Hey, what time does it say on your watch right now, bro?
What's up?
What time does it say on your watch?
Clock is 6:50.
There you go. That's how you know we're live.
Hey, I want to know if I can come down and smoke out Sky.
Oh, dude, boy. I wish. Yeah.
Sky, are you jonesing for...
I'll keep listening.
There you go. Thanks. Sky, are you jonesing for...
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of your... Your green stuff?
Well, just like anybody who does something on a daily basis, you have an internal clock. Like when Eddie hit his nap time, it was like his internal clock's going, oh, yeah, this is the time I kind of normally nap. You know what I mean? So I have the same internal clock, and it's probably gone off about 5 times already.
See, and that's what I'm thinking. Man, 7 o'clock hits, I'm going to have the urge to knit. And I just, I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're a dumbass.
When my needles are not here.
Yes, you're going to freak out.
Mikey Show.
Hi. When you start the movie, are we going to be able to hear the audio in the movie?
You'll absolutely hear it over your radio.
Yep.
That would kind of suck if you couldn't.
Yeah.
When I play my DVDs, I can't play the stereo on the DVD.
Yeah, all you need to do is listen to your radio and turn down your television. So turn down the sound on your TV.
Right.
Watch the movie, but listen to the radio.
Okay.
And we'll sync up with you. We'll be exactly at the same time.
It'll be genius.
And it'll be one of the funnest things you've ever experienced.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I love Mr. Saints here.
There you go. Thank you. Blunder, did you get the email that I sent you earlier? Okay, cool. So, hey, you know, the cool thing for me is that in about 10 minutes here, I'm going to be doing my old shift again. Which I haven't done for months and months now. Greg Stone is our night guy, and he's really good.
The Stoner.
Yeah, I love Greg Stone.
Yeah.
A guy. Some of the deepest pipes I've ever heard in my life. Comes on, he says, hey, I'm Greg Stone. Time to do a little mandatory Metallica. Yeah. It's going to take a while for my voice to come back, by the way.
Ew.
Sorry.
It's okay, Sean. You can vomit whenever you want. All right, should we play the... Before Mark called in...
Oh, yeah, we were doing something.
Yeah, we were trying to give people a little taste.
What?
A little taste of some of the things that we do here on the show. So I kind of want to let them in on that now. This is something that we do. It's called Tyrone and Tortilla. It's the Mikey Show. There's 5 people on the show. Me, Eddie, Sky, Boy Blunder, and Sean. You can hear us daily, Monday through Friday, from 5:30 to 10. And if you do listen to us, you'll get some stuff like this. That is the theme music of our alter egos, Tyrone and Tortilla. Yeah, these people, what happens, we get these people that want to be interviewed. Publicists come to you, right, Eddie?
Yep.
You produce the show. They come to you. They say, hey, well, would you be interested in interviewing so-and-so? It's usually kind of a boring interview.
Never know who they are.
And so we're like, yeah, you know, we'd love to. The thing is the Mikey Show's not here anymore, but we could put you on with a new show, really good show, Tyrone and Tortilla.
Yep.
And the people buy it. Now, she's on hold right now, can't hear us. And so she doesn't realize she's about to be talking to us, actually. All right, we got her here. Hello, is this Sarah Bruton?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, welcome to the show, Sarah. My name is Tyrone.
And I'm Tortilla.
And together we are the Tyrone and Tortilla Show.
Welcome, totally.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Now, what's up, Essie?
Now, we are very pleased to have a former Olympic athlete on the show.
It's an honor.
It really is an honor. Let me ask you, Sarah, right off the bat, what got you interested in archery?
Well, you know, I kind of picked it up as a child. You know, I kind of came from
a rural setting, and I did it with my father and my brothers, and, you know, I just picked it up and learned it, and then
so
I got
you
older.
You participated in this sport for years and years in order to get...
Yes, I did.
So in order to get to the level where you're able to compete with athletes.
Definitely, definitely.
Right now, do you consider yourself an athlete? Even though, you know, you're working with bows and arrows, you're not necessarily running around.
Oh, definitely. There's a lot of physical strength that goes into archery, and there's so much mental training and focus that it requires that
excuse me, though, Sarah, but isn't it true that the Olympics are just another vehicle for the blue-eyed devil to push his agenda?
I'm not sure, but...
Then riddle me this, doctor. That is, if you truly have a degree like you say you do, why is it then that the logo for the Olympics is actually five lynching nooses strung together?
Really,
Grand Dragon got your tongue?
Symbol goes back a long time. I think it goes back before.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you like Robin Hood?
You could say that.
Tortilla wants to know if you're like Robin Hood.
Your nickname should be Hood.
Okay, so I thought we were supposed to be talking about the Olympic experience.
Hey, you know what would be a good Olympic sport? The 100-yard dash for the border. Mexico would win the gold every year.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, we're talking to Sarah Bruton, who was in the Seoul, Korea Olympics for archery. Let me ask you, in regards to archery, why do you despise black people?
Good question.
Isn't it true, Sarah, that the white establishment created archery as a clever way to be able to hunt the black man with a bow and arrow and call it a sport?
I heard that.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Let me bring out my paperwork, Sarah, now that we have you on the phone.
We do our homework.
You were once quoted in an archery magazine as saying that, quote, black folks don't get into archery because their lips are too big and they father too many children out of wedlock.
I saw that issue.
Would you care to respond?
I never ever said that.
Is it true, Sarah, that you once engaged in group sex in college with a black fraternity and later said of the incident that you were, quote, just having a little United Negro college fun?
I think I'm supposed to be here to talk about the experience of the Olympics and how...
You're right, Sarah. Did you see the games in Mexico City?
No, I was too young.
My uncle won the bronze and the wife beat.
That his uncle, he said, won the bronze and the wife beat.
Now, he's a medalist like you.
Now, let me ask you, Sarah, what is considered the best score in archery? Bullseye, I guess, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the scoring system is all based on the numerical system. But
isn't it true?
It's kind of complicated.
Sarah, let me ask you.
Yes.
Is it true that when you're shooting at your targets, you secretly imagine that the bullseye is a black man's head?
No, I don't have any racial predilections. I'm totally thinking about the target and my training principles.
Well, then why do you continually keep the blacks out of archery?
Yeah, that's really not me. And I just...
Isn't it because you don't want the blacks to be able to kill at a distance like yourself?
I don't know.
Hey, Sarah.
I don't know about this interview because I thought I was supposed to be talking about the Olympics. Yeah?
I have an idea for a new event.
What is that?
It's called the miscarriage punch.
Okay.
It's where you punch your girlfriend in the stomach to knock... to avoid child support payments.
Wait a second. Now, Tortilla just made that up, I think.
Okay, it smells like a winner.
I don't think that this is appropriate.
Or is that another stillborn?
I have to apologize, Sarah.
I thought I was supposed to be talking about something else, and so I don't think...
Sarah, I apologize for Tortilla. Sometimes he smokes a little weed before the interviews, and obviously he did on that one. Now, why are you racist?
I'm not racist.
I see.
Sarah, can you shoot with your arrow apricots out of the tree?
I don't have an apricot tree.
Yeah, but you'd put my grandmother out of work if you could do that.
Tortilla said you'd put a grandmother out of work if you could do that. Thank you.
I don't really
Sarah
understand.
Bruton.
You're racist.
All right, Sarah can shoot a bow and arrow. And we thank you for being a part of the Tyrone and Tortilla Show.
Great guest.
All right.
We'll let
luck.
You
Goodbye.
Get back to a little United Negro College fun. Thank you, Sarah okay. Bruton.
Bye-bye.
Ben, hello?
Okay. So you can see what the Mikey Show is all about. We're idiots. We're jackasses.
That's
poor
true.
Lady's an Olympic athlete.
That is true.
Thinking she's going to go. First of all, she thinks she's going to be on a show called the Tyrone and Tortilla Show. So come on. She deserves whatever she gets.
Aw, don't say
so,
that.
So whatever. I mean, it makes us laugh. Hopefully it makes you laugh. We like the Tyrone and Tortilla stuff. All right.
Oh, no.
Poor thing.
I actually love Tyrone and Tortilla.
Got to turn your microphone on there, Tyrone.
Oh, I said... I actually love Tyrone and Tortilla.
Don't you know how to be on the radio, man?
You know, it's weird. Even my voice is tired.
We've been partners for a long time, S.A.
You would think that I would know what to say.
Right. Like now.
Hey, by the way, yeah. 15 hours left.
Okay.
15 hours left.
I'm good.
I'm good.
You're feeling okay?
No, but I'm good.
So true.
Well, here's my deal. I will hit a wall at...
You're going to Earnhardt it?
Yeah, I'm going to Earnhardt it probably at about 3 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to make it through Karate Kid, dude. It's a great movie.
I've never seen Karate Kid.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I was never interested.
I don't know how I've been friends with you this long.
Well, I guess because I just thought to myself, you know, this is a movie with karate guy, you know, I'm just... I'm
wow.
not into it.
You don't get it.
Mikey Show, hello.
Hey, guys. This is Tiwa Mandy. I just wanted to call in and say that I converted my 61-year-old boss from being a TK1 to being a P1.
What's a TK1?
That's Tony and Chris in the morning.
Whoa.
Oh, really? And they do...
Being a P1, all because of Eddie's Tough Love with Eddie.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
And I just want to let y'all know that.
Yeah, and we're going to give you some Tough Love with Eddie a little bit later, okay?
Sweet.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's awesome.
Mikey hello. Show, hello.
Hey, this is Phil. How are you doing?
How are you, Phil?
I'm doing all right. Who am I speaking with anyway?
This is Mikey. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air. Cool. Hey, I just wanted to say I don't listen to 105.3 in the morning at all. I usually listen to just CDs on the way and listen to you guys today, and you guys got another listener in the morning. So
this is why we're doing it, man. This is why we're doing a 28-hour marathon.
Yeah!
It's to get listeners that have never heard us before to start listening to us in the morning.
Exactly, and that guy genius. I mean, yeah, you know, I could see why he's pissed off, but at the same time, he just didn't get it.
Yeah, he doesn't get it, man. And I thank you, man. I really do. I think it's awesome that you're listening to us, man.
No problem. If you want me to come on down there with some margaritas and some popcorn, we could watch the movies.
Dude, I would give anything for a beer right now, but I can't. It would put me to sleep.
Yeah, it'd put you to sleep. Mm-hmm. All right, Mikey Show, hello.
Mikey.
Yeah.
T1 Richard, Watsonville, California.
Oh, no way. It's our old stomping
ground. We miss you guys up here in the Bay Area.
There you go. It's our old stomping ground, dude.
Been on the net listening to you guys, and I guess I'm an F1 now because I got you number one on my favorites.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, that's a great new name. Thanks for calling in, dude. I appreciate it. That's a great new. We have so many people that listen to us on the internet.
Yeah, that's really cool, man.
I mean, it's just out of control how many people listen to us on the internet.
That's really good.
And I love it, man. And so, we should call them F1s for favorites. Why does the Mikey Show do a 28-hour marathon?
Oh. You're listening to the 28-hour Mikey Marathon. The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on KIOC San Diego.
5-3.
Events occur in real time.
Is that your steak?
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's going to start.
I don't know.
Did you? You don't know?
Probably, yeah.
You took like 2 bites out of it, dude.
Well, I'm sure I'll eat some more of it, Mom.
Well, I didn't get anything.
Because you did that.
You didn't get any steak?
No.
Why don't you cut it and, like, leave me two bites?
No, you touched it.
Oh, come on. Oh,
don't pull a Sean on me, for God's sake.
Why are you attacking me?
Well, because you are the germaphobe around here.
That's true.
All right, so the ticking clock says 14 hours, 59 minutes. We still got a ways to go, folks.
Wow.
We still got quite a ways to go.
And you think it's been interesting so far?
Oh, man.
Realize we're going to be on the air at 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Man, it's insane.
How are we going to be, like, doing news tomorrow and sports?
What's that?
Tomorrow morning?
Hell no.
Oh, I'm going to be a mess.
And by the way, I mean, you talk about loopy.
Oh, dude.
You talk about loopy.
It's going to be ugly.
And I got to tell you, this morning, I was up at 2:30. I woke up at 2:30. I went to bed at 8.
Yeah.
Woke up at 2:30 in the morning. Was up for about an hour tossing and turning. Went back to sleep at 3:30 and slept till 4:30.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. So, I mean, technically when it hits 2:30 in the morning, I will have been awake for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And we all have to get rides home because we'd be dangerous on the road. You know, so we all have to get rides home and the whole deal.
Cry me a river, dick face.
I'm just telling you. Now, we got a guy on line 7. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? This is P1 Bong Hit Billy. I want to do a bong hit for Sky.
Nah, because she can't.
Oh, you're going to make me jealous.
You know what she needs to, here we go.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Billy.
Hey, what be doing then?
Wow, truly amazing.
You ain't down with nothing.
My boy.
There you go.
Billy.
Mikey Show, hello.
Oh, my God. What's up? This is Mikey?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Wow.
Oh, I just want to let you guys know you guys are off the chain. I've been listening to you since I moved out here from L.A.
Uh-huh.
You guys have nothing on K-Rock, seriously.
You know what? A bunch of people have been calling from L.A. saying that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You don't even know. You guys are so funny. I just started listening to you when you, you guys were doing that program. I don't know, kind of like The Apprentice thing.
Oh, right.
That's when I started listening to you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, listen, this is what we want you to do. What's your name?
My name's Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, start telling all of your friends to listen to The Mikey Show.
Oh, I've been doing that. Because I go to Palomar, and I've been telling them to listen to your show. I've called my girls at Victoria's Secret to listen to you. Uh-huh.
Now, are you actually getting some people to start to listen?
Yeah.
Who cares about that? She works at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey.
All right. Let's talk. Where? Which store?
Right here in Escondido.
Okay.
It's because you have big jugs.
Okay.
Yeah. North County now, girl. What up?
Do you get discounts on the stuff that you buy there, or what's the deal?
Yeah. I hook you guys up.
No. Not for me. For you, sweetheart. Let's talk. Let's talk. Yeah, let's get a little lingerie show working.
I do get discounts.
Oh, yeah. What, do you own any special pieces?
Pootie tie.
We will be having some soon, I guess.
Wow.
Oh, my. You and I.
Well, look at that. Now.
I wanted to comment on that guy, your boss from upstairs or whatever.
Yeah?
Tell him that he is so lame for bringing up that commercial stuff, and I love how you guys care about your listeners. Because I really don't listen to you guys listen to damn commercials. I really listen to you guys listen to you guys.
That's awesome.
Oh, and Sky is the bomb, too.
Thank you, girl.
I'm so glad there is a female on the radio, too, representing for everybody.
What up?
Thank you very much.
Oh, how sweet.
All right, thanks a lot for calling.
Oh, my God, it was so bomb calling you guys. I'm going to tell everybody to listen to you.
God, I want to put you down right now real good.
That's right.
Wait a minute. Like an animal at the vet? Is that what you're saying?
No, dude. Like face down in the pillow.
I got you. All right.
Biting that pillow.
Oh,
bite it good.
God.
Bite.
All right. Thank you.
Sweet,
okay.
Bite.
All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, guys. All right.
Okay, we'll see ya.
Yeah. All right, bye.
You little one.
Wow. Sorry. This is somebody that's very excited.
I'm very horny. I'm just really looking for a sweet girl.
Mikey Show.
Me while I whip this out.
Mikey Show, hello.
Yes, this is P1 Alec. I just wanted to tell Sky what is happening.
I love it. I love it.
We don't need that, sir.
Yeah, we were playing a tape of Sky.
Excuse me. We did that early this morning, and I think if people didn't hear it, that's their bad.
Now, Blunder,
I'd love to hear that again.
All right, we'll play it for you.
That's not cool, sir.
Sky's early tapes on the radio. Do you remember which one she says the what's happening?
Everyone.
Everyone, dude.
Yeah, I think it's every single Jeez. One.
You guys, kidding me? I can't listen to this. I'm eating.
Let's listen to Early Sky on the radio.
Hey, you're listening to Channel 104.9. My name's Sky. What's happening?
I gotta hear it again.
What's happening?
No. I gotta hear it again.
What's Seriously. Happening?
Hey, what's happening?
My name is Sky.
Here you go.
Oh, hi.
Hey, you're listening to Channel 104.9. My name's Sky. What's happening?
Okay, enough.
What's happening?
Enough.
What's happening?
I hadn't even been on the radio before.
What's happening?
Now, what I thought was impressive about that is that what she had actually written out is what is happening.
Yeah.
She improvised. She was vamping.
I was smooth.
What's happening?
All right.
That was a
hey,
vamp.
Check out my buddies, Wink and O'Brien. Oh, they're on every weekday morning from 5 to 10.
Were they really your buddies?
I know you'll like them. I love them. Oh, God. Hearing songs like this makes me so happy I work here. This is Blondie with her tune, One Way or Another.
One Way or Another.
Does it really make you happy?
I'm so happy.
It makes
I work
me
here.
So happy I work here.
Hearing tunes like this makes me ecstatic. Can you hear it in my voice?
What is happening?
I'm so happy I work here because I'm hearing this music. Because, you know, if I didn't, I wouldn't hear music.
I do not know what this thing called a compact disc is.
All right, clowns.
Plus, I cannot hear the radio if I do not work here.
You guys weren't too great yourselves.
Hi, what is happening?
Hey, man, I never said it sounded like that. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, you want to? Mikey, yeah, well, can we hear what he sounded like?
Well, would you like to hear one of my early ones?
Oh, please, yeah.
This is when I was working at Top 40 Radio, and
you.
This really is me.
KWSS 94.5, right in the hot mix. Who's this?
Hi, Mikey, baby.
Hi, caller, baby. Who's this?
This is Danielle.
Danielle, what can I do for you?
For you.
What can I do for you?
Caller, baby.
Hi, caller, baby. Look at Rebecca.
She loves it.
Look at Rebecca dying laughing.
She should run away from you.
What are you? Come here, honey.
Look at her.
Look at her.
She's dying. You've never heard that, have you? I told you we were going to do this? Go into Boy Blunder Studio, and I'll let you hear a second of this. We'll revisit some of this with all of us. Wait till you hear Eddie on Star.
No, we're not playing that.
Oh yes, we are.
That's a goodie.
We got to hear some of me. We got to hear some of that. Yeah, this was my...
You don't want to hear me again.
Don't worry. This was my early days. This is my early days in Top 40 Radio.
KWSS 94.5. Now the question was, what movie best describes your love life?
I was sleeping with the enemy because he always wants to see where things are set.
Oh, okay. Hi, KWSS. What movie best describes your love life?
Ghost.
Why?
Because it's invisible.
It's invisible. That's cool. 575 KWSS. Mike Esparza in the mix.
In the mix.
Yeah, you were in it, man.
Hey, Sky, you want me to go back to your tape, Sky?
Oh, so you can have fun when you play my tapes, but I can't have fun when we play your tapes. I see.
KWSS 94.5, and I'm playing that for Shawnee because she's really into Madonna.
She's not really into Madonna.
Yeah, well, then she's the only one.
Wow. Hey, but let me play a really good DJ for you.
No.
I think that everybody will enjoy this.
No.
The All Request.
I was being quiet.
At noon on Star 100.7.
Hi, Star.
Hi, Star. It's Nat.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, you know, the last few days I keep missing the Artist of the Week. I don't want to miss it today.
Oh, the 80s Artist of the Week?
80s Artist of the Week.
Yeah, you know what? If you miss it today, you're kind of out of luck.
I know. So, you know what? I'm like, I'm calling in there and making sure that I get it.
That's a great idea. You know what? Did you ever see The Wedding Singer?
Favorite movie.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the guy that did the Boy George thing?
Yeah.
There's your 80s Artist of the Week. It's Culture Club.
All right.
And I'll do Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Sounds good.
All right, here you go.
Bye, Star.
Bye, Star.
Bye, Star.
Bye, Star.
Bye, Star. Bye, Star.
Bye, Eddie Star. I wish I could cuss right now.
You're my favorite star, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What was it like?
What could I do for you?
Whoa. You know what you could do? You could get me on the set.
Is that right, Mikey baby?
Yes, and you can introduce me to Chachi.
Okay. That's great. Let's hit a post over here, okay?
Hi, Star.
Would you like to hear Eddie and I, and this is no joke, would you like to hear Eddie and I when Eddie was 18 and I was 21?
Are you sure he was 18?
He was 18. I was 21. This was us doing a audition tape. We didn't actually have a show. We had to go into a studio, and we had to try to have a show, and we put this together. This is Eddie and I.
Who came up with this?
How many years ago?
How old am I right now?
13 years? Yeah. It's about 13 years ago.
Oldies 92.9 and Mike and Eddie on the Morning Coffee Club. And it's a great looking Tuesday morning, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. And Eddie, not feeling well this morning?
Not at all.
I can tell by the look on your face.
I'm not too happy, Mike. You remember this thing with the Burger King Corporation?
I do. And if I remember correctly, it had to do something with a burger that was a little bit overpriced.
Right. I go in to buy a Whopper with cheese. A Whopper, a regular Whopper, is 99 cents. A Whopper with cheese.
What is the voice, by the way? I don't know. I was 12. What do you want from me? My nuts hadn't dropped.
He went in to buy a Whopper with cheese.
Hey, at least I'm not something like this, yeah. Right?
Hey, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock.
It's Mike. It's the Morning Coffee Club.
It's the Morning Coffee
Club. That was not my idea. I guarantee you that.
It wasn't my idea.
Oh, please.
Oh, because at 18.
The radio
no,
genius.
Because at 18 you were so sophisticated.
No, but you were the radio guy. I didn't know what I was doing.
$1.39.
Get this
That's
off.
40 cents for cheese.
Eddie wants to hear that.